ERA, April 14th, 6:30 regular meeting. We'll start off tonight with a roll call.
Lynn.
Here.
Jake.
Here.
Mike.
Here.
Bull.
Bull, Ruckel. I'm Commander Name, Chair.
Dave.
Here.
Rodney's not nominated tonight. Okay, first is approval of our minutes of our March 10th, 2026 regular CDRA meeting held at 6 p.m. Any questions, concerns anybody got on those?
I wasn't here, but I don't see any issues with it.
Sorry, I did something to you guys separate. Did you notice that? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't here either, so. Extend me. Can I make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the CDRA minutes for Tuesday, March 10th.
Second.
Okay, and the motion by Jay, second by Bull. To approve our March 10th, 2026 regular CDRA meeting at 6 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
No, take a picture of that so I can see it.
Next is approval of our claims. Invoice register dated March 1st to March 31st in the amount of $38,440.43. Any questions on that?
No. I'll make a motion when we approve the invoice register March 1st of 26 to March 31st of 26 in the amount of $38,440.43.
I'll second it. Okay, I have a motion by Kate, second by Lynn to approve the invoice register dated March 1st to March 31st, 26 in the amount of $38,440.43. Roll call.
Lynn.
Yes.
Jake.
Yes.
Bull.
Yes.
Kate.
Yes.
Okay, we'll turn some title over to Lynn.
We should be able to have you have a good rate before your council meeting. We're moving along. We're providing more grant money on the $200,000 work on Main Street, both the private sector and the public sector. On the private sector part, which is the Triangle Apartments, we've now finished number 5. We've got a good tenant in there. Our apartment czar is doing a great job keeping the apartments rented to good people in there. And we have somebody again in number 5, good tenant there. And 6 is ready to go, and I think you have some good prospects. I mean number 9. Number 6, we're still waiting to get in there and do some work. It should happen pretty quick, but we'll get inside and get that done. Over on Bossett's Block Building, we provided, the Heritage Area gave an $8,600 grant to the RDA to do the following things. Number 1, to do some cleaning, and also to put in their air conditioning heating system in number E. Number E is one of the bottom of the Wasatch Block Building that faces the south. And we also, in the process now, of doing something with number C and D, which is the back part. There are 2 one-bedroom apartments. D is a handicapped apartment, and number C is just a regular one. And we had somebody in there who's been over to assisted living care. He was actually in the nursing home in Nephi. But we picked him up and brought him over to the assisted living care center over here because he's not going to be able to go back in his apartment. So the person who's in number D no longer is handicapped. She wants to work and he's doing a good job working with her. We're going to move her over into number C. Then we're going to rent somebody. You're looking at some other leads for a handicap apartment. So we also are going to give an additional $20,000 grant for the Heritage Area to the RDA to do the repairs on the east side of the Wasatch Block.
That's well needed, too.
Yeah, we're on that. We have the money there. We probably have another $20,000. So we just keep these projects moving forward. The trail, the connector trail, we're going to have plenty of money to do the connector trail. That will be finished on May 24th. So May 24th on a Sunday, we'll have the connector trail that connects, and then that's ready to go. And also working with some more money to be able to proceed on other projects. I'll give a quick report on the 5-acre arena. As you recall, we paid $48,000 to White Peak Ranch to put a project director over that for 2 years, for over a two-year period, $2,000 a month. But we also had some outstanding work that they had to do. There was another bill that came in, invoice that came in, for the container that's used as the announcer stand. And we provided that money. That money's in place. We'll get that done very quick, so we'll be able to turn that over to you, totally completed, and then we can start working with you if you make the decision to raise more money to move the rodeo down there if you choose for 2027 or 2028, whatever you can do. We'll keep raising some money for that. Just as a side note, we continue through the heritage area to the RDA to put money into the Veterans Memorial. We obtained a $30,000 grant from the Eccles Foundation for that project, and the heritage area matched it by $30,000. And we just paid a $5,800 bill to Sunrise Engineering for the site plan, so that's all paid. Then RJB is good for another $5,000, so let me know if you need more money on that. I got some other resources.
I think we're good. I think they're going to pour here pretty quick.
Okay, looking good. Okay.
I think Rich is looking for anybody that wants to help pour. No, he said he was trying to round up some guys or something.
Yeah, well, I talked to him just before I come here, so, yeah, he's probably have to do it on a Saturday.
Okay.
But he don't want just anybody showing up. He wants somebody that knows something about cement.
Yeah.
Which is understandable.
Yeah. So he's, Chris Perry, down in Nepa, his crew, he's trying to recruit them. Come and help, and then he's got Bill Keller, Cash Keller, his crew, and then my son-in-law.
Okay, sounds good.
He's got me, I'll supervise.
Do you have any questions for me? Next month, I will give you an update. I may not be making sense today. I have to get these, just don't ever get macular degeneration in your eye. I've been doing it for over a year now. I've gone through the third one, and it disorients you. After you do those injections, you wonder, where am I? Am I across the veil? Am I still on Earth? And so, so anyway, I hope I made sense on the report. We'll just keep moving forward on all of these projects, and we'll be meeting again on an update on the trail tomorrow morning, and then we have Bennett Memorial meeting tomorrow night, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just keep raising money. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Update on the eviction from over there, or do we just leave that?
Let's just leave it.
So, had a good chat with Kevin.
Yeah, I know he did. I believe he did. So,
okay.
My take on that eviction was the judge.
Oh, I want to get closer. I want to hear Mike's take.
My take on that court deal was the judge was looking for a way out, not to be a bad guy. He found a way out, not to be a bad guy.
He did. You're not seeing any action over there. I've heard through the grapevine that it's going to be a tough deal to do, but that they are going to appeal on the basis that that there's a handicapped person in there who's not been dealt with fairly. So we'll let you see.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Any other?
I'll second it.
Motion by Bull, second by Lynn, to adjourn the CDRA meeting. All those in favor?
Aye. I told them they got a lot of time between meetings.
Yeah, Bill's up there, he's doing a 10,000.